From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. Arizona Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords is now at a long-term rehabilitation facility in Houston, Texas. She was flown there from Tucson yesterday, and she's expected to remain there for several months to recuperate from a gunshot wound to the brain. Meanwhile, NPR's Ted Robbins says deputies who responded to the mass shooting are now talking about their experience.
Three Pima County Sheriff's deputies spoke with reporters, saying they've been coping with the tragedy by relying on each other and with the help of department counseling resources. Deputy Gilbert Caudillo was among the first to arrive on the scene where 19 people had been shot. He said it was oddly quiet.
I didn't hear anybody screaming. I didn't hear shouts for help. It was someone said it was silent chaos, and that's a pretty accurate description.
Thanks to first aid kits adapted from the military, Caudillo and others were able to tend to wounds before emergency medical personnel arrived. An emergency room doctor said that likely saved lives. Ted Robbins, NPR News, Tucson.
2 days of talks on Iran's nuclear program have reportedly concluded. Diplomats from six world powers in Iran have been meeting in Istanbul, but there's been no sign that headway has been made. The talks are focused on getting Iran to freeze its uranium enrichment program, but Iran says that's not up for discussion. Tehran insists it has a right to enrich uranium to generate electricity. Aides to the anti-American Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr say he is back in Iran. Sadr returned to Iraq a couple of weeks ago after nearly 4 years in voluntary exile in Iran. It's not immediately clear if Sadr is back in Iran temporarily or if he intends another long stay. Cable pundit Keith Olbermann and his network MSNBC have parted ways. NPR's Karen Grigsby Bates says neither party has explained why.
No one knows whether Olbermann quit or was fired. The mercurial talk show host who championed liberal causes was in the second year of a 4-year contract when MSNBC announced his departure. A network spokesman did say that Comcast's recent acquisition of NBC Universal was not a factor in that decision. Olbermann was considered MSNBC's star pundit and, to the delight of his fans, often enjoyed taunting his Fox counterpart, Bill O'Reilly, by mocking O'Reilly's broadcasts. At the end of Friday's Countdown with Keith Olbermann, he thanked his viewers and told them he was signing off. Lawrence O'Donnell, who has often filled in for Olbermann in the past, will inherit Olbermann's time slot starting Monday. Karen Grigsby Bates, NPR News.
Federal investigators looking into the cause of September's deadly pipeline explosion in Northern California say they found multiple defects and cracks in welds that held together segments of the pipe. The National Transportation Safety Board has released its report detailing flaws along the pipeline. The blast in San Bruno killed 8 people, destroyed dozens of homes. This is NPR. There's been another commando raid on a ship seized by Somali pirates. Malaysia's Navy says 23 crew members have been rescued and that it's holding 7 pirates who were among those who tried to seize a Malaysian-owned ship in the Gulf of Aden. It's the second commando raid within hours on ships seized near the African coast. An earlier one involved South Korean forces. 3 pirates were wounded in the Malaysian operation. Facebook says it's raised $1 billion from foreign investors with the help of Goldman Sachs. It's a controversial deal, as NPR's Brett Neely reports.
Facebook hit the like button on this new investment. In a statement, the world's most popular social networking site said it would use the cash to, quote, explore whatever opportunities lie ahead. But if there were a dislike button on the site, it might hit that, too. Goldman Sachs had initially offered American investors the chance to invest in Facebook. That is, until the Securities and Exchange Commission expressed concern that Goldman could be violating securities law. In an embarrassing retraction, Goldman then had to announce that the offering was off limits to Americans, though foreign investors were still welcome. This deal values Facebook at $50 billion, about the same as plane maker Boeing. Brett Neely, NPR News.
Some 2 dozen companies that made mobile homes for the Federal Emergency Management Agency after Hurricane Katrina have agreed to pay $2.6 million to resolve thousands of claims that the temporary shelters exposed storm victims to potentially dangerous fumes. A federal judge still needs to approve the deal. That proposed settlement does not involve claims for residents who lived in FEMA travel trailers. I'm Giles Snyder, and this is NPR News from Washington.